Welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, showcasing programs from the golden age of radio. I'm your host, Mark Levonier, delivering an hour of comedy. Later on, a broadcast of the Jack Benny Show from late in his radio career. But right now, it's the Gulf Screen Guild Theater with a play called Single Crossing from February 11th, 1940 on CBS. Myrna Loy is joined by Jimmy Stewart, replacing her normal partner on the silver screen, William Powell.
Myrna Loy and Jimmy Stewart. The Gulf Screen Guild Theater. Your neighborhood good Gulf dealer and the Gulf Oil Companies welcome you to the Gulf Theater, the one place where you meet all your favorite stars. And tonight we bring you Myrna Loy and Jimmy Stewart, Oscar Bradley and the Gulf Orchestra, and now your host, the director of the Gulf Theater, Roger Pryor.
Good evening, everyone, and greetings from the stage of the Gulf Theater. The lights on the marquee flash the names Myrna Loy and James Stewart, tonight's stars of the Gulf Theater. William Powell had originally planned to be with us tonight, but for the past week he's been dodging a case of the flu and finally caught up with him. But as soon as Jimmy Stewart heard the news, he called me up from the MGM lot and, like the swell guy he is, volunteered to take Bill's place. That's typical of the spirit that has made the Gulf Theater possible. The stars appear here because they really want to. Because the money that Gulf would ordinarily pay to them and to the writers is given instead to help meet the needs of the Motion Picture Relief Fund and to build a home for the less fortunate members of the industry. Tonight, we hear the radio preview of a new comedy by Robert Riley Crutcher from John McClane's cosmopolitan story, Single Crossing. And now, the house lights dim in the Gulf Theater, Oscar Bradley raises his baton, and the play begins. This is the San Francisco office of the Merrick Advertising Agency. As a matter of fact, this is the only office of the Merrick Advertising Agency. As the scene opens, G. Allen Merrick, president, is carefully filing his unpaid bills in a wastebasket while his secretary makes his last-minute preparation for Merrick's trip to Honolulu.
You better hurry. You've only got 15 minutes before the boat sails, boss.
Is everything I need in my briefcase?
Just a minute, I'll see. The merger contract with Williams, Wharton, Houghton, and Hatton. Your checkbook.
Yeah.
Flannel nightshirt.
Yeah.
7 razor blades, 2 used.
That's right.
A badminton set and a secondhand ukulele.
Yeah. G. Allen Merrick speaking. Please be brief.
Cablegram, Mr. Merrick. It's from Mr. Williams.
He isn't calling off the merger.
No, sir. It says, my favorite niece traveling to Honolulu on same boat with you. Relying on you to look after her. My final decision on our merger depends on her unqualified approval of you as a partner. Tentatively yours, Egbert Eddington Williams. That is all.
Well, that's enough.
Gee, nice going, boss. Have you ever met Mr. Williams, me?
No, but she's bound to be the worst-looking girl on the boat. You're short, squat, thick glasses, buck teeth. Oh, what a trip this is.
Oh, it isn't worth it, boss. You better cancel your ticket.
No, anything's worth it. You can't eat breakfast food samples forever, you know.
Well, anything else I can do for you, boss?
Yeah, sir, you can lend me 50 cents for a cab to the pier. Throw in a pair of rompers in my briefcase. Looks as though I'm playing hopscotch all the way to Honolulu.
Well,
oh, Stewart.
Yes, sir.
Stewart, who is that blonde girl up there on the boat deck?
On the boat deck? I can't quite see, sir.
Well, she's talking to that fat gentleman. Yeah. Oh, wait till he stops yawning. There, now you can see both of them.
Ah, you mean the...
Yeah, the...
That's the Miss Williams, sir.
Oh, well, what's the difference?
Williams!
Did you say that girl, that blonde girl? Well, are you sure her name's Williams?
She's the only Williams on the passenger list, sir.
No. There must be some mistake. This couldn't happen to me, not after the life I've led.
As a matter of fact, sir, she asked your name.
No.
And if you were attached.
No.
Anything else, sir?
Well, now, look. Could you serve cocktails on the sun deck of my suite and ask Miss Williams till she'll join and tell her that her uncle asked me to look after her? And when I think of how many times I've used that uncle gag, and the marvelous part of it, he really did. He really did ask me about that.
Oh.
I beg your pardon? I thought this was my cabin. I'm sorry.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, this is my cabin, you know.
Please don't pay any attention to me. I'm seasick.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't you think it'd be more comfortable for you in your own little cabin? You know, there's something about one's personal porthole in a time like this.
Oh, no. Any porthole in the storm, I always say. Who are you?
Me? I'm a mirage. I appear daily from 9 to 5. Come along. I'll help you out.
No, just let me lie here and perish. Me and my little lemon. They say if you suck a lemon, you can't get seasick. Oh.
Well, come on, come on, come on. Upsy-daisy.
Oh, don't say things like that. Waves. Everywhere waves.
Courage, courage. Now wait till I open the door.
The way I feel, you don't have to. You can just pour me under.
Here we are. Here's your little bag of lemons.
Up and down. Everything's going up and down.
Can you climb up those stairs all right?
What stairs?
Well, right in front of you there. Don't you see them going up?
Oh, yes, I see them. Going up and down. Up and down. But I'll handle them. I've ridden on escalators all my life.
All right. Hop on. Be sure and get off at Junior Mrs.
Goodbye.
Well, that's that. Just a moment. I'm coming. Now, Miss Williams, this is a...
I couldn't make it. I've got to lie down again.
Now, wait a minute, Moby Dick. You can't come hornpiping in here again.
Good old couch.
I'm not keeping you up, am I?
Will you please ask the captain to go around those waves instead of climbing up and jumping off?
Now, come along. Now, you don't want to stay here. I'm expecting a guest. And it wouldn't look right if she found you in here, now, would it?
I'll be dead by then. You can tell her it's a wake. Will you hand me another lemon?
You can't possibly be sick. You just got on the boat. Look at the pilgrims. It took them months to get across.
Well, maybe it's smoother going the other way. Maybe we're going against the grain.
No, you don't understand. Now, you've got to get out of here before I... Oh, there she is.
Come in.
Come in. No, I mean, shh. I can't have her see you in here. Now, I'll have to stall her or something.
Tell her you're not dressed.
Mm-hmm. Miss Williams, I'm not... I can't tell her I'm not dressed.
Tell her the truth. Look at me. I'm green. Tell her I only came in here to...
To what? Get ripe? Be ready in a minute. Be ready in a minute, Miss Williams. Miss Williams. That's gone. Thanks very much.
You're annoyed with me, aren't you?
Oh, silly child. I wouldn't give you that idea.
Well, you say nice things, but I can just imagine what you're thinking.
Yeah, well, you may have the imagination, but not the vocabulary.
Last call. All ashore that's going ashore.
Hmm?
All ashore that's going
ashore. What did he say?
All ashore.
Let me look out that porthole. Why, it's the Golden Gate Bridge. Why didn't you tell me we hadn't sailed yet?
Well, I tried to, but you and Captain Bly were having such a rough time off it with that typhoon.
Well, I've never been so embarrassed in my life.
Who is it?
The cocktails, Mr. Biddy.
Cocktails? For me?
Now, look, I asked Miss Williams.
Oh, I shouldn't. I really shouldn't. But I can't very well refuse such a gentlemanly... you are a gentleman.
Well, I have the soul of a gentleman. Sometimes I have trouble keeping body and soul together.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'll bring in the hors d'oeuvres.
My... Isn't it cozy and continental? Will you have a martini? One or two olives?
Well,
have a cigarette?
I...
Do you know any games?
Look, do you mind if I go off in a corner for a minute? I want to see how I got into this thing in the first place.
All I do, I opened the door. That's all I did. Just opened the door, and there she was. She was all alone. She told me she was seasick. And then I said to her, well, I don't know what I...
What's the matter? Are you ashamed of me? Why don't you invite someone in to liven things up?
Look, all I wanted to do was just go to Honolulu. That's all I wanted to do.
Well, if you want to be alone, why don't you say so? A mule doesn't have to kick me. I can take a hint. Gee, some people are so vague. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Now, look, Stuart, quick. Where can I find Miss Williams?
Williams?
You know, the blonde's supposed to have cocktails here. Now, where is she?
I think she's in the swimming pool, sir.
There.
Oh, you again, huh?
Well, get you in that sarong.
Sarong? I'm very fond of these swimming trunks. I sort of arrest the eye.
They not only arrest the eye, they give it the third degree.
Yes. Look, it's too shallow here. Why don't we go down to the... Why don't you go down to the springboard and show me your jackknife?
I can't dive. I can't even swim.
Oh, you can't swim, huh?
No.
Okay,
well. Why are you staring at the deep water?
I'm just thinking. Come, darling. Let's sort of paddle over that way.
Just a second. Look at that blonde in the unfortunate bathing suit. She looks like a tired rainbow trout.
Yeah, she does. Silly looking thing. Hey, that's Miss Williams. Look.
Now, duck. Get under the water.
Let go.
No, if she sees me with you.
Hey, you're drowning me.
Now, stop
Help.
Making a spectacle of yourself. Now, stay down here. Yoo-hoo, Miss Williams.
Let me out.
Miss Williams, yoo-hoo.
Let me out.
Now, will you stop squirming? All I'm asking you to do is just keep underwater until she leaves. There. Now, like that. Under that. Now, it won't be long. All right. Now, just stay where you are. Now, okay, she's gone. All right, now you can come on. It's all right now. Where is she? What happened to her? Hey, where are you? Hey, the girl. Hey!
She almost drowned.
Here, here. Oh, Mr. Merrick.
All right, I have to get my breath here.
I'm Captain Winterbottom. I'd like to have a little talk with you, Mr. Merrick.
Now, Captain, it was all in the spirit of fun.
In
you know.
30 years at sea, I've
everything,
never...
Everything just sort of
I've
went
never
black.
I've never seen a neater rescue.
Everything just sort of went... rescue?
Oh, what come, you... come, young man. Is it no time for false modesty? Perfect beginning for a romance. What?
A romance? What?
Well, of course, man rescues woman. Love.
No, I don't quite think you understand out here. You see?
Indeed, I do see. All the world loves another, eh, Mr. Merrick?
Well, there's something you could do for me, Captain.
I know what you're going to ask, Mr. Merrick. You want a chance to be alone with her. I'll put anyone in irons who intrudes on your privacy.
Look, it was a blonde.
Two deck chairs side by side in a quiet corner of the boat deck. A cozy table for two in the dining salon.
See, Captain, between you and me, there was a blonde.
Oh, I understand perfectly. I personally guarantee you won't even see her the rest of the voyage.
Oh,
Mr. Merrick! Mr. Merrick, here you men. Stop working on the girl. Revive Mr. Merrick!
And now the second act of tonight's play, starring Myrna Loy and Jimmy Stewart. It's 3 days later, and the captain has made good his promise that no one shall intrude upon Alan Merrick and Diana Hartley. Right now, Diana is shooting clay pigeons on deck.
Missed again. No wonder I don't hit anything, Stewart. You don't throw them in the direction I'm expecting.
Oh, but that wouldn't be fair, Miss Hartley.
I don't care whether it's fair or not. I like to break things. Now throw one over that way. Ready?
Wait a minute, will you? I just want to get out of here.
Well, hello, Mr. Merrick. I didn't know you were sleeping in that deck chair. I hope my shooting didn't wake you.
No, not at all. It's those pixies again. They certainly do carry on, don't they?
That will be all, Stewart.
Yes, ma'am.
Miss Hartley, do you know how long we've been associated on this boat?
How long?
Well, I'm asking you. I've lost all track of time. If you recall, when we first got on this boat back in 1874, I was trying to meet a certain Miss Williams.
And I don't care what anybody says. I like her with that dyed hair.
Now, wait a minute. That has nothing to do with it.
Why are you so anxious to meet Miss Williams?
Well, her uncle asked me to look after her. And I must please her uncle, because if I please her uncle, I'll put over an important business deal. I'll get my feet on the ground.
You just leave it to me.
Yeah, I said on the ground, not under it.
Leave it to me and everything will come out all right.
Yes, especially my furniture right out of the office. But you can help me now if you just will.
You can count on me. I'm a good friend. I never forget a face.
Never forget a face. You certainly haven't forgotten mine. You know, no woman will look at me on board. They think you're my property. If I could just see this Miss Williams for a minute, I could explain to her there's nothing between us.
Wait, I have an idea.
Uh-oh.
Why do you always duck when I say that? You could see her tonight at the masquerade party.
Well, can I rent a costume from the purser?
There's one in my trunk you can have.
Say, that might work, huh? Say, that will. That will work. Miss Hartley, I apologize.
For what?
Well, I can't tell you what I was thinking, but take it from me, you rate an apology. Yeah, that's all right. A romantic costume... Romantic night, that's perfect. That's all right. Yeah. Yeah, for that idea, you get a kiss.
I don't think you should.
Oh, no, I insist.
Well?
It's not bad, either. What's the matter? Would you like being kissed?
I love it. I only meant Miss Williams is watching us up there, and I...
Oh, yeah, well, kiss. I suppose that...
Dressed for the party. Turn around, let me see.
How's it hang?
It's a little snug. Can you bend in it?
Well, I guess I could.
Try it. I was afraid of that.
Oh, you
You're afraid of that, huh?
Don't worry. It won't even show when we put the tail on.
I beg your pardon?
The tail.
Hey, look, just as a matter of curiosity, what am I supposed to look like in this thing?
The devil.
Yeah, but I know, but what am I supposed to look... Oh! You mean Mephistopheles? Oh, well, could be. Yeah. I wonder what Miss Williams wearing.
It's the last word, right out of the Moline Bag and Twine Company.
Yeah, well, you're a great help. All right, I'll find her.
I do hope you have a wonderful time at the masquerade party.
Well, thanks. You know, you've been very kind helping me out like this. I'll never forget it.
I really believe that, Alan. I don't think you ever will.
Well, good evening, Captain. Going to the party?
Oh, Mr. Merrick. What's the devil?
Oh, shucks, you recognize me. Hey, where's the salad?
Right there, but...
Thank you, Captain.
Look at that man in that funny costume.
What's the matter here? Hasn't the masquerade begun?
Masquerade? That's tomorrow night. This is a ship's concert.
I knew you'd come back to me. I knew it.
Diana.
Yes, Alan.
Do you always arrange such intimate little costume parties?
Well, I have no idea what you mean. Did you have a good time?
Oh, dandy. And I won first prize. Of course, I didn't have much competition.
Tell me about it.
Say, are you sure you can't swim?
The way I feel tonight, if I were to fall overboard, I'd float on the sea and be in Honolulu to meet you.
Yes, I believe you would. I don't think anybody else could do that, but I think you could.
You didn't go to see us. You came to me. Oh, isn't it wonderful up here in the moonlight? Happy?
Yes. Slap happy.
I wish I could write poetry. Romance. Romance. What rhymes with romance?
Ants.
Alan, something happened when we met.
Did you notice that, too?
I thought a moment ago you didn't care. But here we are again.
Yeah, two babes in the woods. Wonderful ever see human beings again. Now, you know, your hair looks sort of nice in the moonlight, huh?
But it isn't blonde. Boy, look at those stars.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very nice being up here with you.
That doesn't sound like you, but it's an improvement.
All right, it's getting chilly. Here, come on, take my coat.
No, you'd be cold.
No, it's big enough for both of us. Here. What'd you say?
Nothing.
Oh.
What?
Nothing. You know, Diana, I guess I might as well face it. Fate threw you at me, and I forgot to duck. Honolulu. Well, this is it.
You know, I'm going to miss you, Alan.
Well, I'm afraid I'm going to sort of miss you, too.
Well, we'd better get our landing card.
You know, there isn't much point in my getting off.
Why not?
Well, because I've lost every chance I had of putting through that merger, Miss Williams' uncle relied on me to take care of her need, and I haven't even met the girl.
Tell him you did anyway.
Well, Miss Williams denied it.
All the better. Her uncle would probably suspect a great secret romance.
Nah, I don't know.
Well, if you want that merger contract signed, and her uncle couldn't refuse a future member of the family.
No, couldn't do that. That's right, yeah, well. No, but suppose he doesn't believe me.
Maybe he'd believe the newspapers. Those men over there are ship reporters, and the one in the green hat is a gossip columnist.
Gossip columnist? That, darling, you've saved my life. I can kill two birds with one hot potato. Now, you wait right here.
I don't understand. What are you talking about?
Well, it isn't important. I just wanted to kill that little item about Miss Williams and me.
Miss Williams?
Yeah, simply because she and I were seen together every moment. It doesn't mean anything. You know how it is on shipboard, the intimacy and all that.
You mean that you and Miss Williams...
Yes, and I realize how interested you reporters are in such gossip.
Gossip?
Yeah, but we'll just keep this between you and me. We don't want a thing like this to get in the papers.
No, I don't. Not while we're engaged to be married. She's my fiancée.
If you really know, that's fine. What? Fiancée?
Yeah, fiancée.
Oh, you have a cigarette, chum?
You not only make a play for my girl, but want to brag about it to the papers. Maybe this will keep you quiet. Oh. Chum.
Oh.
old man. What are you doing lying there on the deck?
Oh, hello, Mr. William. Oh, Mr. Williams, yeah. I was just...
Well?
Well, I'm a man of habit, Mr. Williams. Comes 4 o'clock, I take a nap. Bed or no bed.
Uncle Egbert.
Uncle, you mean he's your...
Diana, my child.
Well, somebody look at those tickets and see if it says round trip on...
And Mr. Merrick, how nice. Faithful to the last.
Oh, I see you youngsters found each other.
Yes. We looked in the passenger list, and there she was, big as life. Williams, Diana.
Merrick, you're acting very strangely.
He's only kidding, Uncle Egbert. He just can't remember a name.
That's right.
It's Hartley, dear. You see, Mother is Uncle Egbert's sister, and she married a man named Hartley.
Hartley. Oh, yeah. Well, he sort of sounds exactly like Williams and say it fast. You know, Hartley, Williams.
Not in the least. Tell me, Diana, did Merrick look after you?
He wouldn't let me out of his sight.
Ah, reliable. Thoroughly reliable. That's what I like to see.
Now, that's fine. About this contract, Mr. Williams.
I feel so badly, Uncle. I'm afraid I caused Alan a great deal of trouble.
A fountain pen right here.
You see, there was a girl on board, and he was trying to...
Dotted line right down here.
Alan's business was just about on the rocks, and he thought this girl might... Ouch!
So what happened?
Yeah, a fountain pen slipped. Now, Mr. Williams.
Oh, dear. Now I have a blue mole.
I don't want to be rushed into this, Merrick. Besides, it seems to me you're acting very peculiarly. Come out to the house this evening, and I'll give you my answer. Come,
Mr.
Diana.
Williams,
come.
Please.
Don't worry, Alan. I'll fix it.
Don't worry, dear. I know you will.
Heavenly night.
Yeah, I got a heavenly headache. Look, Diana, didn't you know that your uncle always gets indigestion every time he eats poi?
It was kind of you to help him to bed. I'm so sorry he couldn't talk to you about your contract. Perhaps in the morning.
Now, I expect to pass away sometime this evening.
Listen, isn't that music divine?
Yeah, beautiful. Do you realize my goose is cooked unless I get that contract?
Alan, just for the record, you love me.
Well, now, look, now, off the record, I do. I'd love to have you and a white picket fence running around my house, but don't you understand that you can't get married. You can't get a marriage license on 10 easy payments.
You're such a firebrand, darling. Don't you think this is a lovely place for a proposal?
Well, yeah.
If one were in a mood to propose, of course.
Yeah, sure.
If Uncle had signed your contract, I suppose you'd throw caution to the winds and demand I marry you.
Look, all I wanted to do was just go to Honolulu.
Well, take a deep breath. Here's your old contract.
What?
These chicken tracks are Uncle's signature. I talked him into it this afternoon. Now, go ahead. Propose.
Huh? What do you mean?
Alan, this is so sudden.
Oh.
You really mean you'll take your life if I turn you down?
Well, no, if you please just...
You forced me to say yes. Oh, Alan, my darling, I'll marry you.
Wait, will you keep quiet and let me ask you?
Well, no, I don't mind. I don't mind at all. I don't mind Alaska for a honeymoon. Whatever you say, darling.
Now, listen, I love you. I love you. I'm crazy enough to be crazy about you. I'd like to marry you, but I'll make the arrangement.
The minister's coming to lunch tomorrow. He might as well pay for it by marrying us.
Now, look, will you do me just one favor? When the minister looks at me and says, do you take this woman to be your wife, will you please, darling, will you please let me say, I do, all alone by myself?
Thank you, Myrna, and thank you, Jimmy. Don't go away, though, because in just a moment, we're going to bring on the golf question box.
Say, Rod.
Yeah?
Before you ask your question, I'd like to ask you one.
All right, Jimmy, go right ahead.
Rod, do you collect antiques?
Antiques? Well, what makes you ask a question like that?
Well, let me see. I think it's Thursday night. It's Thursday night. I noticed an old-fashioned sort of a carriage in your driveway.
Carriage? Yeah. Oh, now, Jimmy, take it easy. That was Jack Benny's Maxwell.
Oh, was it? Yeah, how the automobile has changed, huh?
Yes, and you're not fooling, Jimmy. You know, automobiles have gone a long way since Jack's Maxwell was new. They've changed a great deal right in the past 3 or 4 years, too. That's why, folks, in order to keep pace with those changes, we'd like to suggest that you get really modern lubrication service. Now, when you change your motor oil, change to Gulf Pride, the motor oil that's refined not only by conventional methods, but also by the famous Alclor process that only Gulf uses. And when you want lubrication service, get Gulf Flex service, because when you have your car Gulf Flex with the newly developed Gulf Flex lubricants, you'll find that it rides easier and steers easier longer. Yes, a modern car does a lot more than cars used to do. And that means that it needs up-to-date protection, both for the motor and for the chassis. Your car will feel the winter weather a lot less and be in better shape when spring comes if you have it lubricated the Gulf way with Gulf Pride motor oil and Gulf Flex registered lubrication.
Thank you, Johnny. And now for the Gulf question box. Remember, you must answer my questions correctly or pay a forfeit. Ready? Our first question goes to Myrna Loy, who will soon be seen with William Powell in MGM's forthcoming production, I Love You Again. Myrna, what movie star recently took a bow in Congress?
In Congress?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know. Olivia de Havilland.
That is absolutely correct. Olivia was in Washington for the birthday ball. She visited the Senate, was sitting in the gallery when a senator noticed her, and she was asked to take a bow. Incidentally, Olivia de Havilland will be here in the Gulf Theater next week with Jeffrey Lynn and that two-fisted star, Jimmy Cagney. Now, the next question is for Jimmy Stewart, who is currently appearing in MGM's Shop Around the Corner. Jimmy,
oh, hey,
come on over here a second, Jim.
Wait a minute.
Yes, I've got to ask you a question.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask you one. You know,
you're going to ask me one?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
A couple of weeks ago, I was listening to the program, and you said something that the first talking picture was Lights of New York.
Lights of New York,
Lights
that's
of New York,
right.
With Antonio Marino.
Mm-hmm, that's what I said.
Yeah, well, it was Lights of New York, but Antonio Marino wasn't in it because I saw it. I wanted
he wasn't
to check
there.
Up on no.
Oh.
How about you paying a forfeit now? You
Me pay a forfeit?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't do forfeits. I give them to other people.
No, you pay the forfeit. Here, I want you to recite this thing the way Rochester would do it.
I'll expect that. To be or not to be? That is the question, the answer, not the question. Well, thank you, and good night, Jimmy, and good night, Myrna. And keep listening to the Gulf Theater every Sunday. Remember, next week you'll hear James Cagney, Olivia de Havilland, and Jeffrey Lynn, who will appear together for the first time here in the Gulf Theater, along with Oscar Bradley and the Gulf Orchestra. Until then, this is Roger Pryor saying good night, everybody, for your neighborhood good Gulf Theater.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
The Gulf Screen Guild Theater, on Tuned to Yesterday from February 11, 1940, on CBS. About 10 years after that broadcast, the author of the story, Robert Riley Crutcher, would get into television, writing for the movie, then radio-turned-TV series Topper, and in the 1960s wrote for TV programs Hazel, starring Shirley Booth, and Bewitched. You're listening to an hour of comedy on Tuned to Yesterday with your host, Mark Levionier. Now on to the Jack Benny Show, a relatively rare broadcast from the series from April 4th, 1954, on CBS.
And now, around the world, the Jack Benny Program. Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Rochester, Dennis Day, Bob Crosby, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jack Benny's first radio broadcast of the season. All of us have been eagerly looking forward to this, even as far back as last summer when Jack returned from his trip to Hawaii. Let's all go back to that day several months ago and look in on Benny's home in Beverly Hills a few minutes before Jack arrived.
Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. That song sure is true. It's easy living in the summer. I've been sleeping late every morning, going to the beach in the afternoon, spending the weekends fishing with my friends. Mm-mm. I wish Mr. Benny would come back from his vacation so I could go on mine. Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. front door. Yes? What is it, gentlemen?
We're from the North American Van and Moving Company.
Moving Company?
Yeah. Isn't this Ronald Coleman's house?
No. Are the Coleman's moving away?
Yeah, we're moving them today.
Well, they live next door, the house on the right.
Thanks. Go on, Joe, let's go get the stuff.
Gee, I thought it was the mailman. I haven't heard a word from Mr. Benny in over 2 weeks. And then all he sent me was a postcard. He said he was invited to a big luau and had a wonderful time. I didn't know what luau meant, so I looked it up. It's a Hawaiian word meaning stuff yourself, the food is free. I remember once. Uh-oh, the front door again. Yes, sir?
We're from the Beacon's Van and Storage Company.
Oh, you've got the wrong house. The Colemans live next door.
Well, we're not looking for Mr. Coleman. We're here to move Mr. and Mrs. James Stewart.
Oh, the Stewarts. They live in the brick house, the one on the left.
Thank you.
Maybe I ought to do a little work for a change. It's a good idea to get started doing it again. I'll go in the den and see if that knee's straightening up. Gee, Mr. Harris has been off the show for 2 years now. I wonder if I ought to wake him up and send him home. Nah, that's Mr. Benny's business. Doggone, this is the busiest day. Yes?
We're from Lyons Van and Storage Company, and we're here to move Mr. and Mrs. William Powell.
William Powell? Oh, they live in that White House right across the street.
Thanks.
Gosh, I can't understand why. Now the phone. Mr. Benny's residence. No, I'm sorry. Mr. Benny's not back from Honolulu yet. What's that? He made an appointment for a haircut next Tuesday? Well, he doesn't have to be here for that. I'll send it over. Goodbye. Well, I better get in the kitchen and... Again! First the door, then the phone. Then the door again. One thing after another.
Rochester, I'm home.
Boss! Boss! Boss!
Rochester, you seem so surprised that I'm back.
I am. I had no idea you'd come home today.
Well, I thought someone would tell you. I wrote to a lot of people that I'd be home today.
Who did you write to?
The Colemans, the Stewarts, and the Powells. I wonder if they got my letters.
Oh, they got them. They got them.
Here, help me inside with my bags, will you? Rochester, did any of my cast get here yet?
No, were you expecting them?
Yeah, I called them when I got off the boat and told them to come here for an important meeting. Now, Rochester, take my small suitcase up to my room.
What about the two large ones?
Oh, they're filled with dirty laundry. You better wash and iron it right away.
Yes, sir.
And when you're done, I'll give you the names of the people in Hawaii you're to send it back to. Do a good job, eh?
Boss, have we got customers in Hawaii now?
Yes. And you better wash the skirts by hand. That grass can stop up the bending. Now, Rochester, put some chairs. There's the door. I'll get it. Gee, it'll be good getting back on the air. I always get such a thrill out of the first check. And programming. Coming. Coming.
Oh, hello, Mr. Benny.
Well, Dennis, come on in. Oh, Dennis, it's wonderful seeing you again. You know, you're the first member of my cast I've seen since we went off the air. And gosh, it's funny, Dennis. At the end of every season, we all go our separate ways, and Then I began to realize how much I missed the gang. And so when I opened the door and saw you here, it gave me such a warm feeling of...
Get it over with. I'm a busy man.
That's a fine greeting. You haven't seen me for 3 months. Then you don't even ask me about my trip.
Where are you going?
Where am I going? I just got back. I was in Hawaii for 3 weeks.
Hawaii? Boy, I'd like to go there sometime. What's it like, Mr. Benny?
Dennis, Honolulu is one of the most beautiful spots in the world. You ought to feel the soft, warm sand on the beach.
Get it over with. I'm a busy man.
Look, you asked me to tell you about it. I just got home. I'm not going to stand here and let you annoy me.
Say, does the rest of the gang know you're back yet?
Yes, I phoned them from this morning. This morning from the dock. There.
From the dock?
Yeah.
Oh, then you just got back today.
Yes, on the Luralee.
How was the boat trip?
The boat trip?
Uh-huh.
Dennis? I can't tell you what...
Get it over with. I'm a busy man.
As long as the rest of the gang haven't arrived yet, let me hear the song you're going to do on the first program.
Yes, sir.
That kid is the only one I know who can undo a 3 months' rest in 2 minutes. Dennis, that really sounded swell. Only when you do it on the program, I want you to pick up the tempo a bit, you see, and hold the finish just a little bit longer.
Well, my mother likes it this way.
Oh, she does, eh? Well, what does your mother know about music?
Plenty. Liberace couldn't get along without her.
Liberace? What does she do for him?
Before every show, she waxes his teeth.
Certainly makes her Toscanini the friendly credit band leader. Now, Dennis, as long as we're... Dennis, you stay right here while I answer the door.
Hello, Jack.
Mary! Mary Dollface, let me look at you. Gee, you look wonderful.
Oh, thanks. Dennis is here, isn't he?
Yes, how did you know?
You look awful.
It didn't take 2 minutes. But Mary, it's sure good to see you. Come here, I'm going to give you a big kiss.
Oh, Jack.
No, no, come here, let me kiss you.
All right.
There. How is that?
It'll never make the Kinsey report. come on, let's go in. Well, hello, Dennis.
Hello, Mary. When'd you get back from Las Vegas?
Last week.
Hey, I didn't know you went up to Vegas. Did you enjoy yourself?
Uh-huh.
I went to Palm Springs this summer.
Palm Springs? In the summer? Dennis, why in the world would
anyone...
Wait a minute, Mary.
Mary, don't get into any silly routines with Dennis.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Anyway, Jack, I had a good time in Vegas.
Yeah, it certainly is an exciting town, Las Vegas. Gosh, I've been there a lot of times. In fact, I even lost some money gambling, you know.
I know. It was on a slot machine in the Flamingo. The third one from the right as you enter the casino.
That's right, Mary. How did you know?
They have a little plaque there that reads, Jack Benny fainted here.
I don't care. It's good publicity. Anyway, Mary, I got to tell you and the gang about the wonderful time I had in Hawaii.
I spent the summer in Palm Springs.
Dennis, why...
Wait a minute, Mary. Don't you ask him. I'll do it. Me, he's already made a wreck of. Dennis, you spent the summer in Palm Springs?
Uh-huh, and I had a swell time.
Look it. I don't know. Well, all right. Look, how can you possibly enjoy yourself in Palm Springs in all that heat? In the summer, it gets to be 120 degrees in the shade.
I was smart. I didn't stay in the shade.
See what I do to myself? Mary, that proves I love you, doesn't it?
Well, if you really love me, get me a cold drink, will you, please? I'm thirsty.
Okay, Mary, what do you want?
Ginger ale will be all right.
Okay, Rochester!
Yes, boss?
Will you please bring Miss Livingston a glass of ginger ale?
I'm sorry, but we haven't got any.
We haven't? Look, when I left for Hawaii, we had 3 cases of ginger ale.
Well, it's all gone now.
Rochester, tell me the truth. Did you have a party here while I was gone?
Well, yes, boss, in July.
What date in July?
Just July.
Look, Rochester, I don't mind your having a little... Come in! Rochester, look, I don't mind your having a little party while I'm gone, but then when you take advantage of
everybody... Hello, Jack. Hi, everybody.
Oh, hello, Don. Don, it's awfully nice to see you.
Did you have a nice vacation?
I sure did.
Glad to hear it, Don. Where'd you spend your summer?
In the Brown Derby.
3 months in a restaurant?
Oh, no, Jack. There's a little summer resort way up north known as the Brown Derby. It's a wonderful place.
Oh.
Lovely climate, great fishing and swimming. Oh, and by the way, Marilyn Monroe was up there.
How's the scenery?
Dennis. You know, it's funny that you mention her, Don. You know, Marilyn Monroe is going to be on my television show.
She is?
Yeah.
Why, I saw her picture in the newspaper and she had her leg in a cast. I understand she broke her ankle.
She tried everything, but Jack's holding her to her contract.
Mary, she's going to be on my program because she wants to, and she's going to be wonderful on it.
You know, I saw her and Jane Russell and Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, and they were terrific.
Where'd you see that picture?
In Palm Springs.
Oh.
That day it was 130 in the shade.
I know.
Say, Jack, now that we're all here, what'd you call us over for?
We're not all here. Bob Crosby is late.
I wish he'd get here so we can get this over with. I'm a busy man.
Dennis, we know all about how busy you are with your own TV show and your records and movies.
But besides that, I started raising tropical fish.
Tropical fish? Say, that's a nice hobby.
Yeah, they're delicious.
Mary, when are you going to learn?
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, it's Bob Crosby.
Hi, Bob. Well, good to see you.
The door was open, so I just walked in.
Well, we've been here waiting for you so we can have our little meeting. You know, kids, Bob was in Honolulu while I was there.
I didn't know that, Bob. Did you go alone?
Oh, no. I took my wife and my five kids, a nurse for the baby, and a cook and a maid.
Did you go on the lure line, too?
Oh, yes, Don. It was exciting, especially as we were landing in Honolulu. My whole family and all of our help lined up at the boat rail, and we sang Aloha to the people on the dock.
Wait a minute, Bob. The people on the dock are supposed to sing to you.
Well, I know, but we outnumbered them.
I see.
Jack, you said when Bob got here, you'd tell us what this meeting was all about. Now, what is it?
Well, now, look, kids, we're about to start a new season, and naturally, we all wanted to start off big. So I got in touch with my publicity man, Steve Bradley. He told me to have the whole cast here this afternoon. He's going to take a lot of pictures.
Oh, that's swell.
And that reminds me, Bob, you better get all the boys in your band together, because we'll want some pictures of them, too.
Oh, but that might be kind of tough, getting all of them.
Why?
They've taken other jobs.
Oh.
In fact, Frankie Remley formed his own orchestra and is appearing every night at the Cinegrill in the Hollywood Roosevelt.
No kidding. Frankie Remley's got his own orchestra? Well, good for Frankie. At the cinema, did he get a good deal?
Oh, certainly. He had a smart agent. All the men in his band get scale, but Frankie signed for $60 a week and all the drinks he wanted.
God.
Yeah, but the second week, the hotel changed that to no drinks and $1,000 a week.
I knew they'd find out sooner or later. So Frankie's working at the Cinegrill. What does he call his orchestra?
Well, on the marquee, he bills himself, Frankie Remley and My Six Convicts.
What do you know? I bet they play the sweetest music this side of the Chino Honor Farm. You know, kids, some night, let's all go down there. Come in.
Hello, 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 everybody. Hello, Benny.
Hiya, Steve. Hey, it's good to see you.
No time for chatter. We've got to get this publicity campaign rolling. Now, Benny, first we're going to get a picture of you giving a waiter a $5 tip.
Oh. What?
Stage money, stage money.
Oh.
Now, Mary, I've got a sympathetic angle for you. We'll show you selling stockings at the May Company.
Hey, that's great. You know, that's her old job.
What do you mean, old job? That's what I did this summer.
No kidding. Say, Steve, have you anything planned for Bob Crosby and Dennis Day?
Have I? I've got a stunt for Crosby here that'll have his name in newspapers from coast to coast.
Hey, that's great. What do I do?
You're going to sue the city where you were born, Spokane, Washington, for $10 million.
Sue them? What for?
You're going to claim they mixed up your birth certificate. You're really Bing, and Bing is you.
What? Now, wait a minute, Steve. What about my mother?
Well, sue her, too.
Hey, Bob, that's a great idea.
What have you got in mind for me?
Oh, Dennis, boy, you're a cinch. I have an idea that'll make you the most talked-of person in the country overnight.
Yeah, yeah. What do I have to do? What, huh?
Commit suicide.
Suicide?
But I've got to find some novel way for him to do it.
Maybe I could eat nothing but chlorophyll and green myself to death.
Dennis.
Wonderful idea, kid. We'll save it for St. Patrick's Day.
Look, Steve.
Now we got to get some publicity pictures. I've got my photographer waiting out in the hall. Oh, Frank. Frank.
Yeah?
Oh, no. Are you the photographer?
Well, what do you think I am holding up this flash bulb? A glowworm?
Come on, Frank, let's get moving. First, you'll take some pictures of Benny, and I want you to make him look real good.
Well, this is going to be a challenge to Eastman Kodak.
Now, look,
you.
Quiet till I finish focusing. Now hold still.
Do you want me to smile?
You don't have to. I'll get your teeth anyway. This is an X-ray camera.
X-ray?
Do you want to make any bones about it?
Now cut that out! That settles it, Steve. How many times I told you I don't want this photographer to take pictures of me?
Can't understand that, Benny. You're the only star who has trouble with him.
It's your own fault, Jack. You antagonize
him. I do not.
You do, too!
Now, listen, I've had enough out of you.
Don't raise your voice to me.
This is my house, and I'll do whatever I want.
Oh, no, you won't.
Oh, yes, I will.
Attaboy, suck him, suck him.
I think I will.
I was talking to him.
Oh, you were, eh? Well, I've had enough of this. Steve, out. Out and take that photographer with you.
Okay, Benny, but you're throwing away your future.
He had his future 20 years ago.
That settles it. Out, out. Everybody out. Bunch of smart Alex. Rochester, fix me something to eat, will you?
Yes, sir.
I don't know. My first day home, all I have is trouble, trouble, trouble.
I know, boss, but it's sure good to have you back.
Thanks, Roger.
The Jack Benny Show on Tuned to Yesterday from the 4th of April, 1954 on CBS. And that closes this hour of comedy on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's golden years. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Livonier. Thanks for listening.